SNL. He is celebrating his 61st birthday. Perry Gilpin, who is Roz on Frasier, she is 63 years old this weekend. Kristen Scott Thomas, oh, she's so awesome. She was the star of Gosford Park, Life is a House, The Horse Whisperer. She was also in The English Patient. She is celebrating her 64th birthday this weekend. Neil Finn, who is the lead singer of Crowded House, Woo. Don't Dream It's Over, their big hit from 1986, and now he's part of Fleetwood Mac. Who would have thought? Anyway,
was. I don't think. Yeah.
That, it was a short lived experiment.
Was, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. He's celebrating his 66th birthday this weekend. Larry Blackman, who is the lead singer of Cameo, Word Up, is celebrating his 68th birthday. Yeah. We've got some Outkast to pull this morning, maybe some Word Up next hour as well.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out. Roseanne Cash, who is Johnny Cash's daughter, of course. She is 69 years old. Eric Bischoff, who is the only man to ever scare Vince McMahon. In the late 90s, he took over World Championship Wrestling and made it more successful than Vince's WWF, at least for a few years until Vince put WCW out of business. Well, now the ladies put Vince out of business, if you've been following that entire scandal. Larry Bischoff is celebrating his 69th birthday. Alfred Molina, whose biggest roles were Dr. Octopus in Spider-Man 2 and Indiana Jones Guide at the beginning of Raiders of the Lost Ark. He's 71 years old. Pam Grier. Oh, I love her. She is the 1970s queen from Coffee and Foxy Brown. Those are probably her best work. She did try to make a comeback in 1997 in Quentin Tarantino's Jackie Brown. She is 75 years old. Philip Michael Thomas, Tubbs on Miami Vice, the real star of the show, by the way. He's also the voice of Lance Vance in GTA Vice City. He is 75 years old this weekend.
Wow.
I know, right? Yeah, who would have thought that Tubbs was 75 years old? It's crazy. Hank Williams Jr., he used his dad's fame to launch his career. Nepo baby right there. His song, All My Rowdy Friends, was the theme song for Monday Night Football from 1989 until ESPN fired him about a decade ago for saying some pretty unsavory thing, political things. I don't want to get into it. Anyway, he's 75. Yeah. Stevie Nicks is celebrating, speaking of Fleetwood Mac.
Well, that's crazy.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
We were just talking about Fleetwood Mac. Okay,
yes,
how old
yes.
is Stevie Nicks?
76 years old for Stevie Nicks this weekend.
Yeah.
Now, I
okay.
think she's always going to be a legend. She is a queen in her own right, so hopefully she celebrates well.
Probably not celebrating with Lindsey Buckingham,
no,
I'm assuming.
No, probably not.
But yeah.
And it sounds like not Neil Finn anymore either.
No,
I mean, that's
mm-mm.
that's long
no.
past, too. Klaus Meine from the Scorpions, he is celebrating his 76th birthday. Rock You Like a Hurricane, Winds of Change, a couple of their big hits. I'll see what I got in the library here this morning.
Cool.
Priscilla Presley is celebrating a birthday. Of course, Elvis's ex-wife, Lisa Marie's mom. She's Jane Spencer in The Naked Gun, The Naked Gun 2.5, and The Naked Gun 33 1/3. Priscilla Presley is 80 years old today.
Cool.
My
Very
goodness.
Cool. And they're not auctioning off Graceland.
No,
so,
I saw that.
Yeah,
yeah they're going to keep that. It sounds like within the trust, family, whatever you want to call
Which it. Which it should be, don't you think?
It makes sense. It definitely makes sense. Patti LaBelle. Oh, I love her. New Attitude, On My Own. Lady Marmalade, the original. She is celebrating her 80th birthday this weekend. Frank Oz, multi-talented genius who's the voice and original puppeteer of Fozzie Bear, Cookie Monster, Burt Grover, Animal, Miss Piggy, and Yoda. He also directed The Dark Crystal, Little Shop of Horrors, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, and What About Bob? Love Frank Oz.
Yeah.
80 years
Legend.
Old for him.
80?
I'm sure... Yes, 80.
Yeah.
I'm certainly glad that they're starting to work in other puppeteers for these voices, though, because at 80 years old, we've always known it, right? Frank Oz is not going to be around forever.
Yeah.
Leslie Uggams, who played Blind Al in the Deadpool movies, Luscious Lion's mom, Leah Walker on Empire, and Kuta Kinte's daughter, Kizzy, in Roots. She is celebrating her 81st birthday. Gary Berghoff, who is Corporal Radar O'Reilly on MASH. He is 81 years old this weekend. Oh, the mumbling wonder himself. Bob Dylan is celebrating his 83rd birthday this weekend. Sir Ian McKellen, who is Gandalf in the Hobbit and Lord of the Rings movies, and the older Magento in the X-Men movies. He is 85 years old. He will always be a true gentleman, though, won't he?
Yeah.
I mean, he's just got that aura about him.
Dude.
I love Ian McKellen. Brett Musburger, who's a retired play-by-play guy, who's one of the top sportscasters for nearly 50 years. He is 85 years old. Tommy Chong, wonder what he'll be doing on his birthday this weekend. he is celebrating his 86th birthday. My goodness. Chong is 86 years old. Tells That's you everything crazy. You need to know. He doesn't look smoke. That old, though, which is the no. even crazier part. Yeah. Apparently, whatever he's been doing, and we know what Cheech and Chong do, it's working for him. It's working for him. And then finally, we end with Lee Merriweather, one of the three Catwomen to Adam West's Batman. She was only in the movie version of the old school TV show. On the actual series, it was Julie Newmar and Eartha Kitt. Lee Merriweather, 89 years old this weekend.
Wow.
Yeah. That is quite a list of celebrity birthdays. Oof. I love it. Now, if you happen to be celebrating or know somebody who is, we wish you a very, very happy birthday this weekend. And remember to add somebody to the list. It's easy. Just text us 355-9970. Now, coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Looks like showers and thunderstorms most of today. And then tomorrow, very, very nice for your Memorial Day weekend. Probably the nicest out of all the days because we do have more showers and potential thunderstorms Sunday and Monday as well. Sean Cable is going to tell you more about that in just a moment. We'll have a look at local ABC and local news next here on Max FM.
Step into a world of charm and discovery at the Avoca Mercantile. Embrace the joys of spring. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Explore the extensive array of unique and budget-friendly finds, from exquisite crafts to delightful home decor and gifts for all occasions. With new arrivals daily, there's always a fresh surprise in store at the Avoca Mercantile. Support local artisans and treat yourself to a delightful shopping experience. They can't wait to welcome you.
Sauk County, it's time to stop settling for mediocre cell phone coverage. AT&T is now covering 96% of land in Wisconsin. That's right, 96%. That means great service everywhere. Whether on the family farm, that annual hunting trip, and even in the comfort of your own living room, AT&T has you covered. In fact, we're so confident it works, come to our Baraboo AT&T and take home a phone to try absolutely free. Great service like this is only available one place, and that's AT&T Baraboo. See you soon.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Big deals!
1, 2, 3. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Find all the great deals online at maxfmbigdeals.com and start saving.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israel's army says the bodies of three more hostages killed by Hamas on October 7th have been recovered from Gaza. The news comes as the UN's top court prepares to rule on an urgent request by South Africa that Israel halt its military action in Gaza immediately. The NCAA and five major sports conferences have reached a deal that calls for revenue sharing with college athletes. How much could they make?
There's no stipulations on exactly how much will go to each athlete or each individual, but there's certainly some questions that remain about whether Title IX will factor into that.
That's senior writer for The Athletic, Justin Williams. This weekend, the unofficial kickoff to summer. Severe storms getting in the way of at least some people's plans, especially those who are flying. Australian media reporting that a massive landslide in Papua New Guinea is believed to have killed at least 100 people. An emergency response is still underway, and officials say there will be more victims. This is ABC News.
from the SSM Health News Center. This is Max News with Jim Finn.
According to the Columbia County Sheriff's Office, a Portage man that allegedly fled the scene of a deadly crash has been found and arrested. 26-year-old Keegan Nevlin was the alleged driver in a car that crashed in the town of Lewiston around 11 p.m. on Sunday. A 21-year-old woman that was a passenger in Nevlin's car was found dead, trapped in her seat at the scene. Nevlin was nowhere to be found. The deputies say a thermal drone and several canines were used to try and find Nevlin. He was arrested on Wednesday. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Jim City Weather.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today. Could get some heavy rain too, with a half inch to an inch possible by the time it all winds down late today. High of 75, tonight 46, tomorrow sunny 73. Could see a few scattered showers, thunderstorms Sunday and Memorial Day with highs in the mid-60s. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
99.7.
Outkast, there is Hey Ya, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Andre 3000, lead singer of the group, celebrating his 49th birthday this weekend. I was just going through the library. We've got some Stevie Nicks coming up since she's celebrating. We might try to throw some Crowded House in there.
Yeah.
We definitely have some Word Up coming up this hour because, well, Larry Blackmon of Cameo is celebrating this weekend. So we've got a good hour of stuff as we celebrate these birthdays. Now, we also are going to start our Memorial Day weekend, the unofficial kickoff to summer, right? And that means it could also be considered the unofficial kickoff to ice cream season. And really, who are we kidding? I mean, ice cream is an all season kind of food, right? The International Dairy Foods Association recently conducted a survey where 97% of us report loving or at least liking ice cream. Duh. They ask people for their favorite flavors, and despite the silly stuff some creameries are doing, like mac and cheese ice cream, we still love the classic flavors. Boring vanilla is number one. I still feel like that's a gateway. You can dress that up. You can put anything you want in it. You can add toppings to it, and you can make it whatever you choose it to be. That's why
I know
vanilla.
It's plain, but, you know, I feel like
flavor.
Vanilla gets such a bad rap.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
It's a good flavor.
I like vanilla ice cream. It's not bad. I always am going to go with my chocolate because that's just how I am. But I'll always go to vanilla. I like to gravitate towards vanilla as
sure.
well. Chocolate actually is number two on the list, followed by strawberry, then butter pecan, cookie dough, cookies and cream, mint chocolate chip. I also love mint chocolate chip. Just regular chocolate chip, Rocky Road, another one of my favorites, and then peanut butter rounds out our favorite flavors. Caramel just missed the top 10 at number 11, followed by coffee, brownie, moose tracks, birthday cake, cherry or black cherry, Neapolitan, pistachio, banana, and fudge swirl. So those are, you know, the ones that we like, but maybe not as much as just our boring and bland strawberry chocolates and vanillas, you know? Now, the least popular flavor of the ones they asked about were lavender. Now, the others that did not get much love included green tea, matcha, maple, orange, spumoni, and rum raisin. Those are oddly specific flavors. Now, I will say this. We have some incredible lavender farms around here, and one of the lavender farms actually does make a lot of foods with lavender in them. It's an interesting flavor. Now, I wouldn't say that it's one of my favorite flavors, but I really do like it. It's kind of a refreshing flavor, and it's a little different than what you would expect. And it's weird because it tastes just like it smells. Does that make sense? Like, it tastes exactly like lavender smells. But
sometimes that can be a plus, and sometimes it can be a not so good thing.
They make like a lavender cherry pie and stuff, which is it's really good with a little vanilla ice cream, boring old vanilla on top. It is very, very delicious. Fudge swirl was the 20th best ice cream flavor, but hot fudge is our favorite topping. Our second favorite topping is whipped cream followed by caramel and then chocolate sauce, nuts, sprinkles, chocolate chips, and then cherries. Well, that just sounds like a good old sundae, and I'm pretty sure that we can have enough room in a bowl for all of those things all in one. See, this is how you do it. You don't have to pick just one. It's ice cream. You can
layer it
on.
We know what you're going to be doing after the show today.
Right? You can layer it on. It's fine. They also asked what container for ice cream we prefer. Okay, that's a weird question. Waffle cone was the top response. 29% of people say that if they're going to have ice cream, they like to have it in a waffle cone. A simple bowl was the runner-up at 27%. Sugar cones were next, followed by waffle bowls. 9% of people prefer to eat their ice cream straight out of a carton. Oh, that's the best. Just like a spoonful every now and then. So good. I know it's not the best way to do it. Definitely not the most sanitary way.
After one of those long, stressful days where you just need a little something.
Ice cream. And I'm one of those people that then goes and finds all the swirly stuff. And then I leave the ice cream around the edges. Because if it's got like marshmallow swirled in or fudge swirled in or caramel swirled in, well, then I'm going to go to that pool that's right there in the center. And you got to kind of dig down to get it. That's what I'm going to do. Now, 7% of people, interestingly enough, like to put their ice cream in a cup or a mug. Okay. And 6% have a thing for cake cones. Aren't those the ones where you actually like make some sort of like, do you make anything with them? Or are we just talking about the little yellow cones
in
the store?
Yeah.
Anyway, cake cones are fine, I guess. Here's my problem with ice cream cones. It takes a lot to get the ice cream to the bottom of the cone, right? Unless you have like a soft serve. If you're doing like a hard scoop ice cream, then you just basically at the end of it have a cone, and that's not fun. Who wants to eat a cone? It's only good if the ice cream is like melted down into it, yeah. And then your cone has the flavor as well. But if it hasn't, then you just essentially have a cone. So I always opt for a bowl just because then it's a little less messy on
hot days. Yeah, that's funny because I was just recently at a ice cream place with my son, Colin, and he always gets it in a cup. And I asked him one day, I'm like, dude, aren't you ice cream cone? I was like, nah, I don't have time for all that. Cut out the middleman.
So this is true. See, I'm right there though. And I don't want to eat just the cone at the end if it hasn't melted down.
Sure.
Because like, you know, you get the sugar cones and the scooper is obviously bigger than the sugar cone. So you can't get it all the way down into the cone. And then by the time you get done, you're just left with like cone. I could go get that out of the package and eat it. Like, right? Like I want my things mixed together. 1% of people in this poll say they like to eat their ice cream in something else. I don't know exactly what that means. We're probably not going to ask any questions. Those people are weird. Most of the people, though, make ice cream sandwiches and with cookies or do ice cream tacos, which is really good. Now, I have a good friend. When our kids were growing up and we'd have play dates and it was really warm out after they'd been running through the sprinklers or playing in the pools or whatever they were doing, she made ice cream nachos. And this was really fun for like a lot of people. So, you know, the waffle cones that we're talking about, she'd literally take those and crunch those all up. She put them like on a big round tray and then she'd put individual scoops of ice cream, then the whipped cream, some toppings on, and then she would take plates out there and then the kids could literally just take the waffle cones and scoop the ice cream, and as it melted, then it started covering everything. And obviously, it's a little bit of a messy one, and that's why we always did it on hot days outside. But the kiddos had a blast with ice cream nachos. They just thought that was the coolest thing ever. So that's something else that you know, especially this Memorial Day weekend, some ice cream nachos for everybody. That might be kind of fun. Just a nice way to let people just kind of get what they want for the dessert. And that was the other thing, too. You could take as much as you wanted or as little as you wanted. If you didn't want the waffle cones, you could go with just the ice cream kind of thing. Use your waffle cone to kind of help stir and lift things and all of that.
Comes
kind
in
of
handy,
stuff.
Right?
Exactly. It's like a built-in fork. So that's another idea that you can do with your ice cream. But the kids always had a blast with that. They always thought that one was fun. I mean, really, no matter what you're doing, unless you're talking rum raisin ice cream, you're probably not going to go wrong. I mean, you're not going to go wrong. Yeah. I would even give a little concession to butter pecan. It's not my favorite, but you know. It's ice cream, so we'll make do with what we got.
If they would just stick with the rum. If it was just the rum.
Just rum. Would be fine. Uh-huh. Yes. And I'm also, you know, I got to be honest. I'm not a huge fan of the Neapolitan ice cream. I know it's supposed to be like my three top ice cream flavors all together. Not a fan. If I wanted a mix, I would just get one of each carton and put it in my bowl. Like, that's how I would do it. Or I'd go to the store and I would say, I want a scoop of vanilla chocolate and strawberry. And do it that way. Yeah, Neapolitan is not my favorite. It's just not. I know some people love it. But if you notice, you could always tell the popular ice creams when you go to the store, though. Because they're the ones that you have to, like, you know, like basically slap away somebody else's hand before they
Those are the ones that are usually out of stock almost always.
Yes. Or you're, like, getting into a little bit of a fist fight with somebody else who wants that flavor as well, right? Because those are the popular ones. The rest of them are always going to be there because we don't like them as well.
Looking at you, Raisin Rum.
Let's just be honest here for a moment. They're always going to be there because we don't like them as well. Neapolitan, you can always find Neapolitan ice cream in the freezer section. Yeah. Just saying. But yeah, most ice cream I'm good with. But it's kind of a vice for me. I really do love ice cream. Now, here's the problem, though. I can't do dairy. And so I have to do like your almond milk and your oat milk ice creams and all of that kind of stuff.
How are those?
It depends on the brand, honestly. Some are created better than others. Some are creamier than others. They're hard, though. Sometimes they're really hard to scoop. So, like, anything made with almond milk is going to be insanely hard to scoop out. You got to, like, let it thaw a little bit. Oat milk is probably a little bit more of my favorite. It's a little bit softer. Got a little bit more consistency of actual ice cream. It's not as crystally, if that makes sense. But they're good. I mean, for some somebody who can't do dairy but really loves ice cream, they're a good, good substitute. I will say that. Especially if you can get like the chocolate chip cookie doughs or the mint chocolate chips or something like that. The problem is we all know, if you can't do dairy, those are really, really expensive. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're really, really expensive. They haven't figured out a way how to mass produce those in even bigger cartons for, you know, a little cheaper yet, because, well, they're not actual dairy ice creams, but they're a little spendy, so I don't get those very often. Plus, because they're so darn good, they're chock full of sugar, and I try to eliminate a lot of sugar in my diet too.
Yeah, so. But I mean, if you love ice cream so much, you gotta have something.
Which I do. I do. It's another one of those things that I'll come out in the morning and I'll be like, oh, Dexter found my oat milk ice cream, because there's the empty container. Yep, I got one scoop out of there. Thank you very much. So yeah, you got to kind of savor those, because they are a little on the spendy side. And you try to savor stuff as much as you can, I guess. Yeah. I do anyway. Mm-hmm. But yeah, this weekend, enjoy the ice cream, people, because it is Memorial Day weekend. And we know that that means summer is officially upon us, even if Mother Nature does not have the same plan.
Yeah. Now, I was going to ask you, because isn't this the debut this weekend of America's tallest water slide in the Dells this weekend?
Oh, I have no idea.
So
okay.
are the temps going to be warm
Yikes.
Enough for that kind of
I
thing,
don't you know or? Today, if the thunderstorms stay away, maybe we're talking 75 for a high. Tomorrow probably a little better, because there's going to be full sun. It's gonna be a little cooler though, 73, and then the rest of the weekend though, we're talking only 60s. So Jeez. I guess it depends on how brave you are. You know, it's funny though, last weekend when we were down at Devil's Lake, it was gorgeous weekend, right? But the amount of people in the water was actually kind of shocking. And because I can't imagine that the water is that warm yet, I would be freezing. And so if you're braver than I am, or you don't mind being cold, then you were probably in the water. But I can't imagine that the water was that warm yet out at the lakes, especially.
Was there a lot of people out in?
There was a lot of people swimming. There was a lot, which I get it. It was beautiful. It was sunny. But you knew it was cold just by the reaction of people when they were like dipping their toe in and then running back to the sand. Because, it had to be a little frigid. But yeah, I don't know. I guess it depends on how brave you are. I mean, we are looking at, as of right now, as I look at the long-term forecast here, at least for the next few days, even after Memorial Day, we're talking only 60s for a good portion of next week. So we're going to definitely dip down a little bit cooler, and then we get back into like the low 70s as we get into the end of next week and into the weekend. So
that's okay with me, because I don't think we need to be rushing into that 90-degree, 100-degree stuff yet.
Yeah. It's a nice, easy way to get into summer. No, I totally agree. We don't want to be like Florida. If you want to go on into water, I guess maybe if you want to think you're a lobster in like a boiling pot of water, you go to Florida and swim in the oceans right now. My gosh.
Wow.
And we were talking about that the other day, because we were looking at, you know, everybody's getting kind of amped up for hurricane season as well. And we were looking at a few years ago when they had some of the strongest hurricanes go through that area. We were looking at the map of the waters then versus the maps of the waters now. Oh no, it's way warmer in the water this year than it was even a few years ago when we had some of those really horrible hurricanes. So that kind of scares us a little bit. We're kind of keeping an eye on that, because we have hurricane chasers as well. So we have a lot of our guys who will actually go do the hurricane chases, which honestly, Corey's done that once in his life. And he describes it as being in a car wash for days on end, because it's just wind
accurate.
And rain. Yeah. That's all it is. It's just wind and rain, and you got to make sure you're on high levels and stable, you know, like parking garages and things. And then your entire vehicle has to be packed down with food and like emergency kits, because and get extra gas, because if it's that bad, you're gonna not have gas at gas stations, or people are gonna have used it all up, and it's ridiculous. He's like, nobody wants to be in a car wash where you feel like you're running for your life the entire time. So
wow.
He avoids the hurricane main chases. He avoids those. But we do have a lot of guys who will head down for that. Uh-huh. Yeah, they are. And they're a little scary for a while, especially when you start dealing with the flooding and all of that kind of stuff that some areas will see. So he will not be crazy and do that, but he will be supportive of our chasers who do choose that route in life. Now, you asked a little bit about the forecast. Let's talk about this here, especially for Memorial Day. Today is going to be a bit of a soggy day. I'm watching the clouds get a little bit thicker and a little bit thicker out here at Goose Poop Pond. It was a gorgeous start to the day. Aspie and I did about a mile and a half walk already this morning. It was gorgeous, but mostly cloudy, some scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today. Heavy rain is also possible before this all winds down. 75 for our high. Now, we're talking thunderstorms and heavy rain, but nothing severe like we saw earlier this week. So that's the good news. Down to 46 tonight. Then tomorrow, as I said, it's going to be a beautiful day. Probably the nicest of the entire weekend. Lots of sunshine, 73. And Sunday and Monday, I shouldn't say it's not going to be nice, Finn, but we do have chances for showers and thunderstorms on and off both days. And temperature is going to be a little bit cooler with the highs only in the mid-60s. Right now, it is 62.
Step back in time with Tin Roof Dairy, Baraboo's gym for sweet treats. Indulge in our 32 flavors of creamy ice cream or sip on our nostalgic homemade sodas poured by Uniform Soda Jerks. Celebrate your birthday with us and enjoy a free ice cream treat. Visit Tin Roof Dairy on 3rd Avenue for a delightful blast from the past. Open Tuesday to Sunday, noon to 6 p.m. Call us at 608-448-4004 or find us online at tinroofdairy.com. Tin Roof Dairy, where every scoop is a memory made.
Blast off! As Circus World boldly goes where no circus has gone before. Feel the big bang as Tina the Human Cannonball flies high.
Defy gravity with an upside-down rocketeer. Perky poodles, soaring aerial acts. Plus, camels, llamas, horses, and ponies orbiting the ring.
Juggler, zany comedy, and space cadet music invite you to blast off to family fun at Circus World.
Are you looking for the right financial institution to assist with all your deposit and banking needs? Hi, I'm Kathy McAsee, a personal banker with Bank of Wisconsin Dells. Here at BWD, we strive to provide a customized banking experience focused on your individual financial needs. Whether you're looking for mobile banking, checking or savings accounts, or perhaps something with a higher return, we have you covered. Stop in today and let us show you what community banking is all about.
Member FDIC.
Need a little more color in your life? Now's your chance to brighten your world and flex your artistic muscles as you create a beautiful painting, mosaic, or wood-burning project with classes through Brushes and Bubbly. They offer public or private online or in-person paint classes and parties in Wisconsin Dells. Nurture your inner Van Gogh or Picasso by creating your very own masterpiece. Call Brushes and Bubbly at 608-710-8282 to find out about paint lessons today.
99.7 FM. It's 8:32 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Hey, Maddie Jones, pay attention. You're not off yet for the weekend. I was looking at this new airline just for dogs. We're going to talk about it in a minute. Watching dogs in their cute little seats getting pampered. It's so much fun. Here's Cameo now. This is Word Up on Max FM. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 8:36. And lead singer for Cameo, Larry Blackmon, celebrating his 68th birthday this weekend, Finn. So I figured Word Up was appropriate this morning. We're going to get to some Stevie Nicks yet this hour as well. Cool. She's celebrating a birthday, too, this weekend. It is a big weekend of birthdays all over the place. Yeah. I love it. All right. So I lost track of time there for a minute because I was watching a cute video about a new puppy airline, which I want to talk about because this is fascinating. It's a brand new airline and it's just starting up, and it actually provides a first class experience for our dogs. It's called Bark Air. And yes, this is a real thing. I am not joking. I just watched an entire video on it and it was amazing. Now, this isn't just an airline where dogs don't have to be in crates in the cargo hold, which is probably an awful experience for a lot of dogs, especially if they have any sort of anxiety. And can you imagine just being stuck in a cargo hold for hours on end? That's not a good way to travel. Now, these dogs on this particular Bark Air flights, though, are pampered with plenty of space. They get treats, earmuffs, beverages, including dog-friendly champagne and puppuccinos, too, if they so want, with puppy-friendly whipped cream even on top. It's a luxury charter airline, so obviously when you say that, you know the prices are going to be a little high. As of right now, it costs $8,000 for a one-way international flight that includes one human companion. It costs $6,000 right now for the domestic trip, so a lot of us aren't going to probably be doing this for a while. They are hoping to get the prices down a bit, though, as this starts to take off, no pun intended, and kind of scale. There's also only a few destinations to start: New York City, Los Angeles, and London, but they're considering adding flights to Paris, Milan, Chicago, Seattle, and some seasonal destinations in Florida and Arizona as well. Now, according to the co-founder, this is a first-class experience for the dog, a business-class experience for people. They cater everything to the dog, trying to lower anxieties and stress levels so that dogs also have a very comfortable, fear-free experience. This whole company got started because one of the co-founders had a Great Dane. Can you imagine trying to get a Great Dane on an airplane?
Yeah, that would be something.
It's going to be a little hard, right? And the Great Dane had to travel by in the cargo unit one time and was fearful of travel after Can you imagine? I mean, you're just stuffed down there with everything else. Yeah. So I can imagine that that was probably a terrifying, traumatic experience. So this is where the idea for this new Bark Air came from. The initial batch of flights are already sold out, and they've received about 15,000 requests for new destination. So it seems like this might actually be a thing and maybe a bit in demand, especially for those of us who love our dogs. Now, of course, I don't have the $8,000 or $6,000 to spend on a flight for Aspen, but if the prices ever came down, you bet I would consider it if she was going with us and we didn't have to travel by car for 2 days straight to get somewhere. I would totally look into this. But again, prices have to be way lower than what they are right now.
Yeah. And that could happen. I guess it's kind of a let's see how this all works out.
There's a lot of us that have pets and love our pets, and the pets travel with us a lot of different places. So you got to imagine that this is something that a lot of people would be interested in being able to do if given the opportunity, right? I mean, right. I think anyway.
I would have loved to have had Theo with us when we were in Ireland. I would have loved that. But would you take Aspie on a flight? I mean, that's the thing. It's like, how are they going to be on a flight? That's the thing I would worry about.
As of right now, with the way she still loves people, no, because she would be such a nuisance. And I never want her to lose the love of people, but right now she's going to be 3 in October. So she's still pretty exuberant about her love of people. If we ever get to a point where she can handle that a little bit better, then yes, maybe I would consider it. But right now, absolutely not, because she cannot handle the amount of people around her, because she thinks everybody is there specifically for her purposes. I mean, it's even when we went to puppy school the other night, she literally thought every person walking through the mall was only there to talk to her and love her. That's why she thought their entire existence was at the mall. So no, not right now, but you see plenty of people who do take dogs on flights, and we're not even talking the little tiny dogs that fit in bags anymore. I mean, we we've flown a lot over the last few months, and we've seen dogs of all different sizes, and not all of them were service dogs either. So I think there's some airlines that are loosening the restrictions just a little bit on what animals can be on the plane, you know, what the requirements are and things like that. And there's tons of airports that are super dog friendly now, too, where they have like areas for the dogs to go play, where they have like, you know, the fake grass so that they can at least go potty with fire hydrants and all of that kind of stuff. I mean, there's like entire dog play centers now in some airports across this country so that, you know, people can take their dogs in and they can have a good time, too, and stretch out a little bit if it's a long flight. So I think we're becoming more accommodating and realizing that for a lot of people, whether it's for a therapy dog, whether it's for a service dog, or just because they're just part of the family, they are very much a part of our plans on a daily basis. So I think we're kind of coming around to all
that. We love our dogs. Now, when you were on that flight, how did everybody else, first of all, how did the dogs do, and how was everybody else on the flight with the dogs? Because I know
Everybody loves a dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I had a layover in North Carolina to come back to Chicago, and there was a family, and they had a baby on the plane, and the baby was crying from the time.
Oh, that's the worst. I feel so sorry for families when that happens, because that makes traveling so stressful. So stressful. Now, I will say this. On our flight back from Las Vegas, we had a flight with four different dogs on it, which was kind of crazy to me. There was one that was a little bit more medium size, maybe Asp's size, about 35 pounds or so. And then the other three were smaller. I'm saying probably 15 pounds or less. Now, the really small one, which happened to be, and I love them, I think the breed is amazing. It was a Yorkshire Terrier, a Yorkie, right?
Kind of yippy.
Yeah, Yorkies can be a little yippy, and they also have Napoleon complex, just a little bit. Some of them, not all of them, right? And this particular one thought he was in charge of the plane. The other dogs were very quiet until this one thought he was in charge of the plane. And then, of course, you get the chorus of dogs a little bit, but they must have been very well trained, because a few shhts or no barks and it was quiet again, except for the one with Napoleon complex at the very back of the plane. He made a few peeps on and off throughout the flight, and I think at one point when somebody tried to give his owner like their drink, you know, the little condiments that come by, I think he was not super happy about being woken up or having somebody in his space, because he got a little yippy then too, and a little snappy. You could hear him kind of, you know, let out a little bit of an kind of thing. But overall, it wasn't horrible. It doesn't really bother me. Of course, I'm a dog person, so they're going to do what they're going to do. It doesn't really bother me at all. But I know, I'm sure for some people, you know, maybe who have anxieties themselves, or maybe just don't like dogs, it's probably a little like, I should be able to fly without a dog on this plane. But I don't know.
So it'll be interesting to see how it works out.
Yeah, yeah. Aspen would have to be much better behaved around people. She does great, but again, small space, she'd think everybody was there for her, and not everybody was going to want Aspen on their laps throughout the entire flight. For love. I mean, that's just not how it's going to go. But, you know, again, prices come down. Bark Air, here I come, because that would be kind of fun to fly with her like that, and that experience too. So, Aspen, we've got a lot of growing yet to do, Finn.
Well, you know, at least then you can go on vacation. You don't have to worry about who's watching the dog. You don't have to board the dog.
Sometimes, though, let's be honest, it's just like being a parent. Sometimes, yes. Yes, that's exactly what it is. And I love her to pieces, but I am going to be honest. The times that I have left her behind because we're going on a trip, I missed her terribly by the end of the trip. But there's a little bit of freedom in not having to worry about all of the daily rituals for just a short period of time. I missed her. I was glad to get back to it, but for a short period of time, there's something about, you know, not having to do some of those rituals every single day for just a few days. It just, you got to clear your mind from that stuff too.
Exactly. Because 7 days a week you have obligations. And when you go on vacation, sometimes it's kind of nice to not have obligations.
Sometimes you just want a vacation, right? Yes. Sometimes you just want a vacation. Yes, I'm right there with you. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Looks like we could see some showers and some thunderstorms today. Maybe even some heavy rain before this is all said and done. Tomorrow, though, beautiful. Sean Cable's going to tell you more about this Memorial Day forecast in just a moment. We'll also have a look at sports with Mike Ganger next here on Max FM.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center welcomes nurse midwife Beth Adsett.
I was in nursing school. I got to witness a birth with a mom that was so strong, and then a midwife right there supporting her through her whole labor and birth. And that right there was such a big key moment in why I wanted to be a midwife and help women through this beautiful transition of life.
Learn more about nurse midwife Beth Adsett at ramchealth.com.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
You can create beautiful memories with custom-fit 14-karat gold or sterling silver permanent jewelry. At Love Lash and Weld, you can create unique jewelry by choosing sparkling chains and charms for necklaces, bracelets, rings, anklets, and more. For Mother's Day, birthdays, or any special occasion, trust Love Lash and Weld of Baraboo to help you put together the perfect gift. Ask about a permanent jewelry party to enjoy with friends. Call 608-477-8331 to book an appointment today.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa and Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. We make hydraulic hoses from a quarter to 2 inches on the spot. We also custom bend hydraulic steel lines up to an inch and a quarter and 20 feet long. Ready for you in 1 to 2 days. For heavy equipment operators, industrial and farm, and the do-it-yourselfer, we'll get you the parts you need and back on the job. Shop Napa in Baraboo and Portage for hydraulic hoses and steel lines.
Get the good stuff.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. Softball tournament continued last night after beating the Thunderbirds. Sun Prairie West moved on to face Sun Prairie East, and it was East getting a 7-1 win yesterday. They'll now move on to face Verona, the 4 seed there in Division 1, after Verona got the 2-1 win over Holman. On the other side of that bracket, it was Toma taking down DeForest 4-2 yesterday, and Middleton advances on after a 5-0 win over La Crosse Central. That's all for Division 1 in Sectional 3. For Division 3, Sectional 3, Wisconsin Dells has their season come to an end last night as they were beaten by Mount Horeb 20-3, the final in that one. The Vikings advancing on. They'll meet West Salem after West Salem got the 4-0 win over Portage this past evening. 3 seed topping the 2 seed there in Division 2. For Division 3, it was Adams Friendship upsetting Prairie du Chien 4-3. The 5 seed gets the win over the number 1 seed. They'll now move on to face River Valley. River Valley 11-10 winners against Lancaster in 8 innings this past evening. And then on the other side of that bracket, it's Poinette, the 2 seed, getting a win over Marshall 4-0. And they'll meet Broadhead now after a 3-2 win over Lodi last night. The baseball tournament got started yesterday as well. The Baraboo Thunderbirds have their season come to an end. A 7-1 loss for the 11-seeded T-Birds against Lodi. Blue Devils will now move on to face number 3, Mauston. Winner of that matchup will meet the winner between Platteville and Edgewood. That's the 2-seeded Crusaders hosting Platteville after they got a 7-6 win over River Valley last night. It was Mount Horeb moving on, getting a win over Adams Friendship 11-0 in 5 innings. They'll meet Richland Center after Richland Center took down Portage in a tight one, 2-1 in 9 innings. That one was decided. And Sauk Prairie also gets a win yesterday at Chuck Hall Memorial Field. They take down Wisconsin Dells 5-2. They'll now move on as the 8 seed to take on number 1, Reedsburg. For all the brackets and details, again, WIAWI.org. That's the same place you can find all the results from track and field sectionals. Those took place all across the state yesterday as well. Tournament play will continue into next week. For Sauk Prairie, it's going to be a boys lacrosse regional action tonight as Sauk Prairie is going to be hosting Brookfield Central for that. 7 o'clock is going to be the start time for that match. Brewers will be in Boston for a 3-game set starting tonight. Bryce Wilson will get the go for Milwaukee, and Cutter Crawford will be countering for the Red Sox. The Crew comes in 28-21 for the year, 2 games up on the Cubs for first place in the NL Central. Red Sox are 26-24 for the season. They're sitting 8 games behind the Yankees in the AL East. First pitch is going to be tonight at 6:10. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today. Could get some heavy rain, too, with a half inch to an inch possible by the time it all winds down late today. High of 75, tonight 46, tomorrow sunny 73. Could see a few scattered showers, thunderstorms Sunday and Memorial Day with highs in the mid-60s. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63. 99.7.
It's 8:51 right now. We hope that you are having a great morning. Happy Friday, and thank you so much for joining us. Going back to 1983 now with the birthday girl herself. Here is Stevie Nicks from 1983. This is Stand Back on 99.7 Max FM. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Stevie Nicks, Stand Back. And I was doing a little reading about that song. Now, when she actually first went into the studio to record Stand Back, she called Prince and told him the story of how she wrote the song to one of his melodies. And so then on the night, Finn, of February 8th, 1983, Prince actually came into the studio and played the synthesizers on that song. So that's all Prince you're hearing on the synthesizers.
Nice.
But they never credited, they left him uncredited on the album because that's what he wanted. He just wanted to be a part of it because, duh, Stevie Nicks kind of thing. So
I don't think I knew that.
Yeah, I know. I was just doing some research this morning on it. I was like, well, that's kind of cool. I didn't know that was Prince on the synthesizers there. So yeah, Stevie Nicks and Prince, who knew they had a little bond at one point in time. I love it. I mean, it's funny how many of our favorite artists actually did collaborate at some point in time, unless you're Drake and Kendrick Lamar and you just can't get along and you keep writing and rap songs about each other. Yeah. But it's funny how some of our favorite artists really did like actually collaborate in some sort of level and nobody really even knew it because they were just working behind the scenes trying to make really great music because they had an admiration for each other.
Well, and of course she was she collaborated with Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers many, many times and Don Henley. So, yeah.
She's just got one of those iconic voices. I love Stevie Nicks. Yeah. Now, we have to do a little celebrating going into our Memorial Day weekend with our calendar days. And so there's some really good things that we can celebrate leading up to the big holiday on Monday. So today is Don't Fry Day or National Heat Awareness Safety Day. Obviously, that one pretty much says what it is, right? Just take care of yourself out in the sun. Be careful if you're going to be out this weekend, especially tomorrow. Now, you're probably not going to have to worry about it too much today with the cloud cover and the fact that we do have showers and thunderstorms headed our way. But, you know, tomorrow especially, even if it's not super hot, a little bit of sun can go a long way. And bring the sunscreen if you're going to be out, people. Yeah. Nobody needs to be burnt on Tuesday when they go back to work. It's also National Cooler Day. And we're talking about, you know, the coolers that we like to take with us full of the drinks and the foods and all of that kind of stuff. They're going to come in they're going to be very important this weekend. You should have seen the people at Costco yesterday when I was there buying brand new coolers and like in huge bottles. They sold a 3-pack. It was ketchup, mustard, and relish in like those huge like 80-ounce bottles.
Gargantuan bottles.
Oh my gosh. And people had those like in their carts, but like crazy. I was like, yep, you're going to be doing some grilling this weekend. That's what you're doing. It's also National Road Trip Day, which is a good one right before Memorial Day. We know a lot of people hit the roads either yesterday. Today's going to be a huge travel day for a lot of people. So, you know, have fun on your road trip. Be careful out there as well. It's also National Title Track Day today. Oh, I love this. You know, we're talking about the title track from our favorite albums and, you know, the ones that make the album so popular and the reason why we go out and buy it. Of course, that means that you get to listen to a lot of other really great music along the way as well. So cool. It is also Scavenger Hunt Day today. Now, it might be a little soggy for a scavenger hunt today, but, you know, maybe sometime this weekend. And when I think of scavenger hunts now, if we want to go into the modern day, I think of geocaching. My kids were huge into that when they were little. Mm-hmm. They loved to geocache. We have a couple. Oh, it's International Tiara Day as well. I was going to move on to the foods, but everybody needs to put a crown on their head and feel like they're a king or a queen at some point in time. So wear that tiara proudly today. Now we'll go into the foods. It's a Asparagus Day today. I love some good grilled asparagus. It's delicious. It'll make the